Surah Hud, verses 50-60.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We are on page 316, looking at the fifth ruku of Surah Hud in the 12th juz of the Quran, and we are commencing at ayah number 50. The next passage deals with Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam and the mighty, powerful nation of Ad. And this surah is called Surah Hud because of surah of Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. And to the nation of Ad, we sent أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا, their brother Hud alayhi salam, as a prophet of Allah. We sent him as a prophet of Allah, and who is being referred to as their brother on account, either on account of belonging to the very nation of Ad, or on account of living in a common geographical location with these people. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we send their brother Hud alayhi salam to them. Either he belonged to this nation or they were living in the same area. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. So he said to them, O my people, اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, worship Allah only. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. There is no other deity that is worthy of being a deity for you besides Allah. And in maintaining the belief that idol worship is valid, in antum illa muftarun, you are nothing but fabricators. Because idol worship is falsehood, refuted through logic and evidence. There is no basis for it. Ayah 51, Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra. And O my people, in addition to the proofs that I have provided to establish my prophethood is also established from the fact that La as'alukum alayhi ajra, I do not ask you for any recompense for conveying and propagating this message. I ask you for nothing in return. In ajriya illa ala Allah, my rewards are with Allah alone. Alladhi fatarani, fatarani Allah is the fatir, the one who from nothing has created me and given an existence to me. Afala ta'qilun, do you then not understand that there is an actual proof for my prophethood and that there is no personal gain sought from my claim to prophethood? So what makes you doubt my prophethood? Ayah 52, وَيَا قَوْمْ, and O my people, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, seek forgiveness from your Lord for the sin of kufr and shirk, and embrace iman. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, then remain focused to him by worshipping him and carrying out the good deeds that he has ordained. On account of your iman and good deeds, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, he will send abundant rain upon you from the sky. And besides rainfall being a basic annual necessity for all of us, it is reported that they had experienced 3 years of drought. So if you turn to Allah with iman and obedience, Allah will send rain. Number two, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ, and by the blessings of iman and good deeds, he will increase your current strength with added strength. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ, and do not turn away from iman, becoming criminals for rejecting it. Ayah 53, قَالُوا يَا هُودَ, what was their response? They said to him, يَا هُودَ, أَوْ هُودَ, مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَا, you have not come to us with a clear proof. مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَا, you have not come to us with a clear proof which establishes your prophethood. And they only said this in defiance, as he had displayed miracles to them. What else did they say? Number two, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِ آلِهَتِنَا عَنْ قَوْلِكَ, and we are not going to forsake the worship of our God simply on your word. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, and number three, they said, and we are not going to be convinced about you being a prophet in any way. What do we say? Ayah 54, we simply maintain that one of our gods has smitten you with evil. اِعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ, one of our gods has smitten you with evil, which means madness and insanity, Because you have uttered blasphemy and rejected them, and this is why you are making absurd claims of being a prophet. So he said to them, قَالَ إِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهِ So he said to them, as for you claiming that one of your idols has caused me to lose my sanity, so أُشْهِدُ اللَّهِ I declare Allah a witness. وَاشْهَدُ And you be a witness to what I am saying. What am I saying? أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ مِنْ دُونِي That I free myself of any association to that which you ascribe as partner gods to be worshipped, min dunihi, ayah 55, to the exclusion of Allah. I am free of any association or relationship with those idols. So knowing of my previous enmity for your idols, and now this added declaration of disassociation to your idols, if you still maintain that the idols have power and might, فَكِيدُونِي جَمِيعًا Then plot against me, you and the idols all together. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْظِرُونَ And then give me no respite. Plot against me, all of you, you and all your idols, and see if they can harm me in any way. And since all of you combined cannot harm me in any way, this is why I openly declare the idols to be totally helpless, and I have absolutely no fear of them. Ayah 56. إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ As for you who have power and physical might, the nation of Ad were very powerful people. As for you who have power and physical might, I do not fear you because إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ I place my trust, absolute trust in Allah. رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ Who is my Lord as well as your Lord. مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا There is no creature that moves upon the earth except that he controls it by its forelock. Means he exercises complete and total authority over all his creatures. So I place my trust in him alone. So let us look at this interaction between him and his people. This speech by Hud alayhi salam is a miracle in itself. Consider a person who is all by himself, fearlessly challenging a mighty nation and their idols with no apparent and visible support, yet they were unable to harm him. Therefore, their claim that he has brought no sign to them is refuted by this sign. It is an open challenge. So it is refuted by this sign, if not by the actual miracles he displayed to them. So his prophethood, Nubuwa, is established. Number two, Then his speech also refutes their claim that the idols have struck him with insanity. They said, our idols have smitten you with evil. Because he has established the utter helplessness of the idols. If the idols are helpless, then Tawheed, which he was calling them to, is established. False gods are gone and Tawheed is established. As for them saying that they would not discard idol worship simply on his word, it is now proven that this is not simply his word, but it is a reality. Allah is one, Tawheed is a reality. And because of that reality, he, not them, is upon the straight path. And inna rabbi ala siratim mustaqim, and my Lord is reached by treading on the straight path. So follow the straight path. Ayah 57. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا But if even after this powerful and effective speech, you were to turn away, then I dismiss your rejection because فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ Because I have delivered the message to you which I have been sent with. So because of your wretchedness, he will destroy you. And وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ And my Lord will replace you by another people besides you. And by your kufr and rejection, you are only harming yourselves. وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا And you will not harm him in the least. And if anyone has any doubts about the knowledge and awareness of Allah and his ability to take people to task, then know, إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ My Lord is a protector over all things. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ayah 58, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا This word again comes, جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا So when our command of punishment came, and the winds were released upon them for 7 nights and 8 days, نَجَّيْنَا هُودَ We saved Hud. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا And those who believed with him from that punishment, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا By a mercy from us. And that which we saved them from was indeed a grave punishment. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ وَتِلْكَ عَاد And so was the nation of Ad. جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ They rejected the ayat, the miracles and commandments of their Lord. وَعَصَوْا رُسُولَهُ And they disobeyed the messengers. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ And they followed the command of all those who were oppressive and obstinate. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً. And as a result of that, they were pursued by a curse in this world, and so a worldly punishment befell them. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the curse shall remain with them on the day of resurrection too, so they will enter the eternal punishment there. أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. Behold, away with Ad. أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا. Behold, truly Ad disbelieved in their Lord. أَلَا بُعْدًا بُعْدًا. Behold, away with Ad. Away means they are deprived of the mercy of Allah in this world and will be deprived in the next realm too. بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُود. Ad, those who were the people of Hud alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawah and recite this passage. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إن أنتم إلا مفترون يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن أجري إلا على الذي فطرني أفلا تعقلون وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين إن نقول إلا اعتراك بعض آلهتنا بسوء قال إني أشهد الله واشهدوا أني بريء مما تشركون من دونه فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم فإن تولوا فقد أبلغتكم ما أرسلت به إليكم ويستخلف ربي قوما غيركم ولا تضرونه شيئا إن ربي على كل شيء حفيظ ولما جاء أمرنا نجينا هودا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ونجيناهم من عذاب غليظ وتلك عاد جحدوا بآيات ربهم وعصوا رسله واتبعوا أمر كل جبار عنيد وأتبعوا في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة ألا إن عادا كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لعاد قوم هود آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك